A devastating loss for everyone involved at the Port Adelaide Football Club. Players, coaches, administrators, supporters alike. Everyone is hurting after falling agonisingly short on Saturday night. We welcome Power CEO Keith Thomas to join us. So, Keith, welcome.
Hello, guys.
Hey, yeah,
it's good to be here, I guess.
I'm not sure you really mean that, but what a rollercoaster ride of emotions Saturday night must have been for you.
Yeah, I was speaking to Robbie Gray yesterday, and I said to him, I haven't actually felt like that in a game of footy ever with a result. And it was worse than the prelim final in 2014 for me. He said, well, he was bawling his eyes out in 2014, so it was on the same sort of level. But I think it was just the drama of the night, the roller coaster that we were on all throughout. Probably the roller coaster we've been on all year. Mm. We feel like we've been making progress, but not really cutting through. And we felt like there was another missed opportunity on the Saturday night.
It did, in a small caption, mirror your season. You had a crack. You were behind, you got back in front, you got a lot of opportunities, but you just didn't make them count.
No, we didn't. It feels like the door's been opening up all year for us to walk through. We just haven't been able to walk through it strongly enough. And, as I said, it masks the progress that we've made, but in the end, it wasn't good enough.
What went wrong in your eyes as the CEO?
Well, I think that there's been a lot of focus on, the last few minutes and whatever. But, we gave them 5-goal start. Contested ball at the start was a real problem for us. And if you'd asked me, would that be an issue we'd need to confront, I wouldn't have thought so. It was a final. It was in Adelaide Oval. I know our guys are ready to play. And so I thought that put our back line under enormous pressure, and pressure they didn't need. And as soon as we sorted that out, we started to break even down the back, and our younger blokes were doing well. And so, but that put us in a position where we had to spend the whole night fighting back, and then you leave yourself open to some things that could happen, which could go either way.
Mm. David Kosh was on our breakfast show this morning and said you blew it. Was that your feeling after the game? You blew it?
Well, I think it's slightly disrespectful to the Eagles, because to be honest, they were incredible. To absorb the pressure that we were throwing at them and find a way to score. They went for a period there at some stage where they were 60 minutes without scoring, and then went bang, bang as soon as we got 2 goals in front. So, they had a lot of great resilience, and their champions stood up. So, yes, we felt like we missed a great opportunity. We thought we were playing well enough to win. We probably felt like we'd done enough to win, but the Eagles, in the end, were good enough to do it.
That free kick, play on?
In real time, I thought it was a free kick.
Okay.
Having seen it in slow motion, I think you could argue that the rule was designed to get that out of the game. Mm. But, the umpire's in real time, isn't he? So, I don't have any problems with that.
You happy with your chairman's comments after the game? You were in the room?
Look, Koshy's been on radio on your station.
Yes, he did.
This morning. He's answered that question. He's been on multiple media outlets. I'm not going to comment on it. He's made his his account of the situation clear. I think it's done.
Okay. Did he need to ring Ken? Has he rung Ken and explained it?
He'll talk to Ken when he talks to Ken. I have my own views on what happened, how we played, and I'm interested to talk about those.
Okay. No, I just want to put a full stop to it, because I didn't like it from afar. I think that those sort of comments, questioning your coaching group and questioning your players' commitment immediately after a game, is poor form. For me, as a player, bloody poor form.
Well, that's okay. You chat to Koshy about it, as your breakfast show did.
And I think he did explain himself well, and he softened it a bit, but I'd like to think that he has picked up the phone and rung his coach.
Well, he may well have done that.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you haven't asked? No?
I haven't asked.
Okay.
Look, we people, I think, consistently try and find wedges within, the three of us and our relationship. It's tight as a drum.
Mm. Yeah, well, I wasn't angling at that.
No, well, I think what I'm saying is he's answered that question on your radio station.
Yep.
I think it's done.
Done. Mm. Done. Move on.
The year, do you give it a tick, pass mark?
It's a pass. It's no better than that. I felt like We wanted to play finals. I think as the year went on, we felt like, I think we were a legitimate top six side. Mm-hmm. And then as the finals sort of started to pan out, you look at how teams are going. I felt like we could do a bit of damage. But the consistent theme of the year is we haven't been able to beat sides above us, in that top eight realm. And unfortunately, we had another example of it on Saturday mm-hmm. night, and we have to live with that.
From an outsider looking in, it appears that there was a bit of a shift late in the year towards playing some of the younger players, and that continued through the finals. There'll be, I'm sure, exit interviews over the coming weeks. Do you foresee much change to your list in the summer?
Look, I think that there'll be... there's always change. Mm. I felt like we made great progress through the year. If you look at it, we won 14 games, top five finish at the end of the minor round. Our coaching methods were superior. That was clear. That came out of the review last year, and we introduced a lot of good young players.
Six debutants. Yeah.
Now, I look at those guys and say, well, we found a few here. They actually can play. I was really impressed with Dougal Howard over the last bit of the year, and young Houston stepped up, and we all know about Sam, and Bonner, I thought, equipped...
Oh, he has really to play well. Every game next year.
Todd Marshall has had a bit of a difficult year from a personal point of view, and shows something, and, I feel like all of that is progress, good progress. Under the heat of an elimination final, we didn't quite get it done.
Yep.
That's the reality.
Sorry, Bix, I only had one more to go on the game. Then we will move on, KT, and I will take your advice on that and move on. Did you get selection wrong?
No, look, I don't think so. Let me put that in some context, right? The person that people are talking about is Jackson Trengove.
Correct.
Right? Now, Jackson, when I first started, was the first guy who backed the new regime in. First guy to commit. He, last year, held up our ruck in the absence of Paddy Ryder.
Lion-hearted.
This year, he put his arm around Jarman Impey, who got into trouble, and brought him through it. Now, we chose not to play Jackson in the back half of the year, but last couple few games of the year. You can, in the context of what I've just said, you can understand how big a decision that was for our club. So you can only assume, I think, that the reasons behind it were really, really fleshed out and thought of and strong. And I back our coaches in to have had that conversation. I know they did. To Jackson's great credit, he then went back into the SANFL, played great footy, and yesterday was first there with his kids and his partner supporting the club. So, I think every year throws up difficult selection situations.
That's footy.
But it's not the reason we lost. And it was a really tough decision. And Jackson's so highly regarded at our club, you wouldn't believe it. So.
Is that it for Jackson? Do you think we'll see him again in Port colours?
Well, I think that he will go into the off-season thinking a lot about opportunity. And
he's a free agent.
The selection scenario at the back end has encouraged him to do that. I don't know how it's going to pan out, but I'm sure that he'll be thinking about that. But as I said, he is a highly regarded player at Port Adelaide.
What do you need to go from where you are now to top four?
I reckon that one of the things that stands out to me is our ability to transition into the forward line effectively. It just seems like
that
we
connection.
Haven't quite been able to get that connection right. But you look at our forward line, it looks okay. Mm. You look at our midfield, we think that's okay. We're back lines forming. But it's the movement in. Whether that's composure, whether it's skill, whether it's decision-making, it's probably a combination of all those things. But I reckon that is the area that we have to nail.
I often describe the similar thing. Another Jared Pollock would be great. You miss Matthew Broadbent, of course, who can really kick it. Yeah.
It's a really good
style
point.
Of player. And maybe he's already there. Riley Bonner, Dan Houston, I think, are steps in the right direction as they progress.
When they get the ball, they can think their way through and find a target, lower the eyes, whatever. I just feel like Well, we're not doing that as well as we could, and if we could, it'd make a whole lot of difference.
Mm. Magpies through to a grand final, fantastic.
Yeah, look, I'm thrilled with the way that they're approaching it. It's a good side. We've been blessed with low injuries. Yesterday, because of the SANFL
rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we brought a lot of the local lads back in, which was terrific, and that they just responded really well. And you know, I feel like we are very excited as a club to be playing highly competitive footy at the SANFL level and looking for a flag.
Fantastic. Port's Keith Thomas, our guest. He's the CEO of Port Adelaide. Can we ask a couple of CEO questions of while we have you? Because it's great to have you in here. And thanks for taking the effort, because I think this would have been the last thing on your list after that loss. We know you've been fantastic. We love our association with Port. The AFL fixture comes out pretty much the end of the season after the grand final. Shanghai, do you know around and who you're playing?
No. I suspect it's highly likely to be the Gold Coast. It hasn't been ticked off, but I think that that's where we're all heading. I suspect it'll be around the same time as last year, that sort of early May period. But there's a lot of things that they have to consider. Okay. But from a weather point of view, in Shanghai, you can't push towards June too far.
Okay.
So we'll be encouraging them back towards April if we can.
But it's still going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Excellent.
Yeah, no doubt.
What about crowds this year? We saw a bit of a decline, and then again on the weekend, only 41,000. Have you been able to put your finger on any of that?
It's a really good point. I've been concerned all year about the crowds. I think that we probably underestimated the level of discontent that there was around our 15 and 16 performances.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there was an assumption that we were making that if we started to win footy, they'll come back. They didn't. We were battling 2,000 or 3,000 short in membership all year, and they weren't turning up. And now I can't be definitive about what the reason is, but I think that there's a price sensitivity in the finals that we have to look at. It was $92, go to a lot of the seats at Adelaide Oval, and maybe that had an impact on our people. I reckon that the China, we had 5,000 travelling people to China. They've spent a lot of money at games of footy this year following us. So that may be something. And I reckon that there was a sentiment which was driven by our performances and perhaps by the media uncertainty about where we stood. Are we the real deal? And I reckon that sort of was the narrative pretty much all year, and probably, as it was played out on Saturday night. And, unfortunately, we just weren't able to ignite the year. I thought that St Kilda game was going to turn the switch, and then we followed that up with a showdown. People were disappointed. So I think it's a mixture. We're going to do a lot of work on that over the year.
And I guess it wasn't until late in the year where you won three in a row for the first time. Weren't able to build that momentum.
There was no momentum and continuity. But we're definitely aware of it.
KT, discussions, have they begun with Ken? Have you chatted to him about continuance?
So the only chat that I had with Ken was through the year where we agreed that, it's something for after the season. Let's not distract everyone. And two, let's make it private. And so we'll just quietly have those conversations, after he's, done his review process. But I feel no urgency. He's contracted till the end of 2018. He's super committed, as we are, to the program and to what the path we're on, and we feel like we're making progress. So, we'll get there, I'm very relaxed about
it. Okay, that's great, and so is Ken. It sounds to me it's going to be more like a Collingwood model where you'll get into the season, play the season out, and at some stage through that, it may even be the end of the year, you'll do it. Is that more likely that, or you'll have him stitched up around Christmas time?
Well, I don't know. It'll be a little bit. We will talk much sooner than that, and we'll talk in terms of the future. What does it look like? What do we need? It'll be part of a broader conversation, but. It'll get done, and we'll just sneak out and make an announcement, and it'll be done.
Bix, why don't you just jump out and cough?
No,
because you're getting that all over KT.
I had a glass of water, and it went down the wrong hole. I'm sorry.
Your bunghole.
Hole you breathe out of, not the one you're
drinking. That's what I call the bung, the mouth, the bung. What is everyone looking at me like that? We've got Channel 9. You know what I was saying? Yeah, they do. Hey, one last one before you let you go. The assistants, are they all done and dusted for next year?
All contracted.
Yeah, so do you need to add some? Subtract, improve.
I've got to say, for a side that lost in an elimination final, I was really, really pleased with the way in which our coaches approached a very difficult pre-season last year. We did a fantastic job. We added a lot to the program. That took a real openness and a maturity. We got Nixie into a different role. We got Chris Davies into a new role. Ken adopted a different approach. We brought in a new game style. I couldn't have been happier with the way that all went. We would be looking simply to keep working on it.
Mm. The sun came up. It did. Yes. Very slowly this morning. And for Port supporters, you've got all the right keys to unlock success moving forward, no question about that. The pillars are in place, KT. As always, thanks for your time. You're always candid, you're up front, you hit us between the eyes when we need to. No worries. We thank you for your time.
Thanks, Roy.